when we married, and really her and the three youngest ones have never known a mother except this wife, mm-hmm. and she's been a mother.
Sure, yeah.
The children would go to her for things before they'd come to me,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and still do.
Mm-hmm.
They love old dad, but still, she's been a mother to them. And, well, I've had my share, I guess, I should say. I had two good women.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And both of them was good cooks.
Oh, that's nice.
And you can tell that from the way I look.
Does your present wife have a specialty in what she cooks?
She used to have, but she's about quit it on account of I became a diabetic.
Oh,
and then mm-hmm. you take food for that, you cook it a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And she's extra good at nearly anything. She belonged to the Methodist Church before we married, and they cook for the Lions Club. They depend on her to make certain things,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see it is made. They was nice at the Methodist Church. We met in their basement, and one of the clubs that my wife belonged to, they fed the Lions on Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been known for her cooking all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, she must be the good then, if the Lions depended on her. Can you tell me a little bit about Haleyville now?
Just what do you want to know?
Well, just anything you want to tell me. Do you know anything about the history of the
town? Yes. I don't know when it happened. First, Haleyville was known as Davis Crossing.
Hmm.
And Charlie run a store here in Haleyville, and Davis Crossing is named there for Bucky, and Charlie gave Bucky a suit of clothes to change it from Davis Crossing to Haley. And
I hope it was a good suit.
Then from that, they added the Ville to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been Haleyville ever since.
Mm-hmm. You don't know when that was?
No, I'd have to look back and find the date. Mm. So, you might say Haleyville's all I've ever known
mm-hmm.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Dad come here in 1898, he moved here. There's three Druid boys, Arthur, Muris, and Dan, and their daddy was driving Jennies
mm-hmm.
with an old wagon
mm-hmm.
and building chimneys, rock chimneys, that's the way they made the living. And also about 1903 or 4 or 5, they run a little old lemonade stand down what used to be known as a circle there down on the street, which has been changed now. It's the end of the mall now.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, they accumulated money, and they run a store here for a long time. Back when I was about 8 or 10 or 12 years old, and ran a whiskey dispensary, made the whiskey for the government.
Oh.
And what we call Mendel Spring Holler, over close to that holler where I told you about the two springs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was done away with. George finally bought it. And I remember and have some picture of my brother and some of his friends.